share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Ministry of Health, MO, reported 11 more cases of Omicron variants in the country, all of which are imported cases, involving Malaysians and foreign travelers from the United Kingdom, the United States, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and Australia. Director General of Health, Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said, of the total, 3 cases each are from the United Kingdom and the United States, 2 each from Nigeria and Saudi Arabia, and 1 case from Australia. In a statement shared on MOH's official page, he said, it involves 9 cases of Malaysians while 2 cases of Nigerians. There are 8 cases with symptoms, however, only at the level of Category 2, and the other 3 cases were asymptomatic. 5 cases are quarantined at home, while 6 cases are quarantined at quarantine stations. All these cases are under further investigation to identify the cause of the infection and close contact. He said the 11 cases were detected after tests were conducted on 18 cases suspected to be Omicron variants, as announced by Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin on December 16. In the meantime, Dr. Noor Hisham said the detection of 11 cases brought the cumulative number of imported cases of confirmed Omicron variants to 13 cases, while yesterday, the 17th of December, the Institute for Medical Research, IMR, also detected 13 more imported cases, indicating the possibility of Omicron variants. Read the full statement here. KENYATAAN Media Kementerian Kesehatan MALAYSIAPERKEMBANGANSEMASA Varian Baharu Omicron, B.1.1.529. Dan LANGKAHLANGKAHKAWALAN Serta Pencegahan di Malaysia. Posted by Kementerian Kesehatan Malaysia on Friday, December 17, 2021. He said the confirmation results from the full genome sequence, WGS, is pending at the moment, and more information on it would be made public from time to time. The MO encourages every individual to take the COVID-19 booster shot so that the optimal level of protection can be achieved to curb the spread of COVID-19 in Malaysia. Let us continue to adopt new norms and adhere to existing standard operating procedures. Also read, unmarried Malaysian women share experience of discrimination by doctors during pap smear. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.